Hey, Susie, tell everyone about the Ultimate Opportunity Savings Account.
Listen up, everybody. If you want to start the best savings account out there, all you have to do is go to MyAlliant, Alliant.com, open up an account, put in $100 a month every single month for 12 consecutive months, and guess what? At the end of that time, Alliant will give you $100. And while the money's in there, you're going to be earning about 3%. It is the best way for you to save. And while you're there, why not take the Stay Smart in 24 quiz? Yeah, everybody.
Hi, I'm Sarah Puhl, co-host of Susie Orman's Women in Money. As we get ready for season two of our podcast, we wanted to share some of the best episodes from season one. We hope you enjoy listening.
So in the last few podcasts, we've been talking about the emotions of money, love and money, guilt and family. And today I want to talk about your future, financially speaking. It is a reality, everybody, that your future is in your hands when it comes to money. What are you doing to make sure that when you get older in life that you're going to have enough money to pay your bills and to do everything that you need to do? Now, I understand that a lot of you always say to me, but Susie, I don't have enough money to pay my bills right now. How do you expect me to save money? Well, here's the question, ladies. If you don't have enough money to pay your bills while you have a paycheck coming in, how are you going to pay for those exact same bills when you no longer have a paycheck coming in? And the answer is you're not going to be able to. It is a reality that most of us are going to spend more years in retirement than we ever did working. So you have got to make sure that all of your money is being put to use in the best possible way for you to support yourself later on in life. Now, the best way for you to do that is by putting money away today in retirement accounts. And that is the topic I want to talk about. Retirement accounts. What kind of retirement accounts should you be using? And in my opinion, most of you are most likely making a big mistake. You work for a corporation or a nonprofit, and you simply put money into their 401k, their 403b plans. And you're so happy to do so because you believe that if you invest money before you pay taxes on it, you're saving taxes, and then that money gets to grow tax deferred. And when you take it out later on in life, when you do retire anytime after the age of 59 and a half, you just assume you're going to be in a lower income tax bracket, so it's the wise thing to do. Well, what if I just told you I think you are making one of the biggest mistakes out there? Who knows what your tax bracket is going to be 20, 30, 40, or 50 years from now? Are you kidding me? And all the downsides that come with a regular 401k or a 403b or even an individual retirement account just isn't worth the little tax savings that you happen to be getting. There is a law of money, and it goes like this. You are to invest in the known before the unknown. What is the known? The known is what your tax bracket is right here and right now. What is the unknown? The unknown is what is the tax bracket going to be when you retire for your income. Therefore, if you have at the place that you work a Roth 401k or a Roth 403b, or if you qualify for a Roth IRA, you are far better off having your retirement money in a Roth retirement account than a traditional one that's pre-taxed. Roth simply means that you invest money that you have already paid taxes on, and then that money goes into that account. And later on, because you've already paid taxes on it, guess what? When you go to take it out, you take it out tax-free. Now, that is a really, really big deal. Now, why is that a big deal? Because it doesn't matter when you have a retirement account like a traditional 401k, 403b, or IRA, how much money you have in that account. What matters is how much do you get to keep of what you have in that account. And there is no way for any of us to know because we don't know what tax brackets are going to be. In a Roth retirement account, what you see is what you get. In a Roth retirement account, you can take out as much money as you want tax-free, and you never have to worry. So when you know that you are investing today and it is growing, what you see is what you are going to get. And not only what you're going to get, but it's what your kids are going to get as well. Because upon your death, when you leave this to your kids, they get to withdraw it tax-free if it's in a Roth. So it is essential that you get the most out of your money. And the best way for you to do it is for you to have a Roth 401k, a Roth 403b, or a Roth IRA. Do you hear me, everybody? Now, at the end of this podcast, I just want to briefly tell you about one of the biggest mistakes many of you may be making with your retirement accounts, and that is taking a loan from your 401k. If you are taking a loan from your 401k for whatever reason, you are making the biggest mistake out there. So stay tuned. All right, everybody, now it's time for what we started to call the rapid fire Q&A session, where Sarah asked me a question that she's gotten from all of you who are writing in. And again, thank you very much. If you want your questions answered, write to Ask Suzie Podcast, that's S-U-Z-E, at gmail.com. If we choose one of your emails, then Sarah will ask it of me, and I will answer. So, Sarah, we're talking about retirement today. Do you have any questions for me?
So before we get to everybody else's questions, I'm going to be selfish and ask my own question. Here's my question for you, Suzie. At my income level, I feel like I don't know what I qualify for anymore. So how can I possibly be saving enough? I'm terrified that I'm not able to save enough for retirement. And when I get to retirement, I'm going to be working at Starbucks to pay my bills after I just worked for 40 years.
Join the world, everybody. That's everybody's greatest fear, that you're not going to have enough money in retirement, which is why I always tell you the sooner you begin, the better it's going to be for you. But here's the key that I noticed throughout my whole life, especially when I was advising clients. They would come into my office and see me. Sarah, for whatever reason, everybody always had enough money when that time came. I know that sounds like a silly answer, like, what, you want me just to have faith and hope, Suzie, when you tell me all the time that hope isn't a financial plan? But if you can get yourself in a situation when it comes time for retirement, where if you have a home, you own it outright, you own your cars outright, you have no debt, everything is paid for, and you're living a really simple lifestyle where you're really living below your means but within your needs, I promise you, you will have enough money to retire. But you just have to start now. You have to start putting it away. And what scares me the most for everybody, which is why I love the Roth 401ks, the Roth IRAs, the Roth anything so much, is that I really think tax brackets years from now are going to have to skyrocket, especially on people who have money, because we're going to be in such debt, it's not even funny. We're just kicking the can down the road. So, Sarah, what you should be doing right now is you should be opening up a SEP IRA. And a SEP IRA is for individuals. And many of you can put up to $70,000 in these. It's $68,750 to be exact in 2018, or 25% of your compensation, whichever one is less. You could put a big chunk starting now into a SEP IRA and then convert it to a Roth, because there are no income limitations to convert to a Roth. If you started to do that now, you
you would have a lot of money in a Roth IRA when you are older, and you don't have to worry about taxes. So what you see is what you'll get. Now, Sarah, before we move on to the next question, let's make sure that everybody who's listening understands who qualifies for a Roth IRA, because here's the scoop, girlfriend. These are such great deals that the government didn't just want to let anybody, especially people with a whole lot of money, be able to invest tax-free. So here's the scoop. You are married, finally, jointly, on your tax returns. To contribute the maximum, which is $5,500 a year if you're under 50, $6,500 a year if you are 50 or older, your adjusted gross income has got to be under $189,000. That amount that you can contribute actually decreases until you no longer qualify once you make over $199,000 a year of adjusted gross income. If you file single, your adjusted gross income has to be below $120,000 a year. If you are single, your adjusted gross income to put in the maximum amount allowed has got to be under $120,000 a year of adjusted gross income. Again, that amount starts to decrease that you can put in until it automatically goes away at $135,000 of adjusted gross income. So those are the income qualifications that you need to qualify for a Roth. But as I will be talking about throughout this program, there is a way around that.
All right, Susie, our first question is from Linda, and she is just about to be 55. She's lost her job. She loves her 401k. She loves watching that money. Her financial advisors are telling her that she should roll her money over to an IRA, but she says she needs the money right now. She wants to know what to do.
Linda, listen to me. This is a great question. Leave your money in the 401k plan. Why? Because if you are going to be 55, which you just said you were going to be, 55 in the year that you left service, meaning you were either fired or you quit, any money that you take out of your 401k, you'll have to pay ordinary income taxes on it, but you don't have to pay the 10% penalty. If you take that money and you do an IRA rollover with it, you cannot touch that money in any way that you want until you're 59 and a half years of age. If you do an IRA rollover with it and you touch it, you are going to pay the 10% penalty if you're not 59 and a half years of age. So do you understand, Linda? Leave it in the 401k plan because you need the money. Just leave it there and you can withdraw it. You're going to have to pay taxes on it, but no penalty. Next question.
Well, let me ask you about that, though. So she's about to be 55, so she might not have to have this 10% penalty. What about people that are younger? Somebody that's 35 that just lost their job, doesn't have their 8-month emergency fund, and they're like, I really need that money to live. What do you tell them to
They're
do?
They're out of luck. They're out of luck. What they need to do, because the rule of thumb is you cannot go to your retirement account to get money to live today. You're going to have to figure that out somewhere else, because otherwise you're not going to have money later on in life to retire or to be able to pay your bills. So for somebody 35, they then would absolutely do an IRA rollover with that money because they can't get it out without penalties anyway. And there's more diversification when you have an IRA rollover. You can buy stocks, bonds, anything. In a 401k, you can only buy mutual funds and your employer's stock. So when you're under the age of 55 in the year that you've lost your job, you do an IRA rollover. If you are 55 or older in the year you lost your job, you leave it in the 401k if you need the money.
All right. So let's now go to Jenny's question. She's a stay-at-home mom. Her spouse works full-time and has a retirement account, and she has nothing. What can I do since I'm not covered by a job?
Easy. You're married. You qualify, my dear Jenny, for what's called a non-working spousal IRA. You don't have
to be working. You're married to somebody who is working. So therefore, you're eligible to open up a Roth IRA if your income qualifications allow you to do so, or a traditional IRA or anything like that. So you can have a retirement account, girlfriend, even if you're not working, as long as your spouse works. Next question.
Okay, Susie, the next question. My husband said we should change the beneficiaries on my retirement account to my kids so that they avoid probate. Is that the right thing to do?
Oh, boy. So her kids are minors. Her kids are, how old did you say they were?
3 years and 15 years. So they're under 18.
You know, this is what I'm talking about, women. So many of you listen to somebody else because you think they know what they're talking about. First of all, the kids are minors, and minors cannot inherit money. So who even cares about probate? But here's the other thing that's just so stupid. When you have a designated beneficiary, where you have designated the name of somebody on your IRA as a beneficiary, it bypasses probate. If you have a life insurance policy and you name somebody as beneficiary, it bypasses probate. The same is true with retirement accounts. So your husband is wrong there. He needed to be the primary beneficiary of your retirement account, because if you die and he's still alive, he gets to take over your retirement account as his. So you would never, ever, ever do something with your retirement account to bypass probate, because it bypasses probate just by the fact that it's an IRA, and you would never name a minor as the beneficiary.
All right. So let me tell you, Lisa, she was told she makes too much money to qualify for a Roth IRA. So now what? I have no other retirement accounts yet. What do you think that I should be doing? I'm 40 years old.
And at 40, she doesn't say if she's married or she's not. Is that correct?
That's correct.
You absolutely can have a retirement account. You can just, if you want to, open up a traditional IRA where you can put up to $5,500 a year in there. For those of you, by the way, who are 50 and older, you can put $6,500 a year in, and you put it in a traditional IRA. And once it's in the IRA, just like I told Sarah at the beginning of this question and answer period, you can convert it to a Roth IRA, because there are no income limitations to convert. So you just would convert it, and it's no big deal. So you can have a retirement account and get your money in a Roth IRA, and the people you're getting your advice from should have been able to tell you that one. What else you got for me, Sarah?
I've got a question from Emma, and she has heard you say that you can use a Roth IRA as an emergency fund. Why would you say that, given I was told I can't get the money out until I'm 59 and a half?
Again, she has been given wrong advice. Whoever said that you can't get your money out of a Roth IRA until you're 59 and a half, where did you get that from? Everybody, listen to me closely. Any money that you put in to a Roth IRA, you can take out at any time, regardless of your age or how long the account has been open, without taxes or penalties. It's the amount of money that your money you put in it, that it earned. Your earnings cannot be taken out until you are 59 and a half years of age and it's been open for 5 years. But all of your original contributions, you can take out anytime you want. So I'm just going to give you a quick example here. You put $5,000 in this year, $5,000 next year, $5,000 the year after. You've put in $15,000 and you're still in your 30s, and that $15,000 has grown to $18,000. You can take out anything you want up to that $15,000 without taxes or penalties. It's the $3,000 of growth that has to stay in there until you're at least 59 and a half years of age. And at that time, you can take it all out tax-free. So the reason that you can use a Roth IRA as an emergency fund is that if you put the money into a Roth and you leave it just, let's say, in a money market account within a Roth, you can take that money out anytime you want without taxes or penalties. And if you never need to take it out, and now you're saving money other places, Now you have all this money in the Roth that eventually you can invest because you have an emergency fund outside of a Roth eventually as well. Did that make sense to you, Sarah?
Yeah. So you're telling me that I can take out, in your example, the $15,000 and I don't have to pay it back?
Yeah, that's right. That's why I like Roth IRAs so much better than traditional IRAs, because you cannot touch your traditional IRA without taxes or penalties before the age of 59 and a half.
All right, Susie, our last question is Mindy. She's 38 years old. She lives in New York City. She makes really great money, but in New York, as you know, it's not a lot of money, $150,000. Her bills are paid. She has her 8-month emergency fund, no credit card debt. She maxes out her 401k at work. She gets a $5,000 bonus every year, and she wants to know what she should do with it so it doesn't end up in her checking account and her spending it in ways that then she doesn't know what she did with the money.
Mindy, girlfriend, you should do what I've been talking about this entire podcast. Listen to me. If you have a $5,000 bonus, the best place to put it, if everything else is in order, is besides a 401k plan, everybody, you can also have a traditional IRA or a Roth IRA. You should all know that. Just because you have a 401k or a 403b doesn't mean that you can't also have an IRA. Now, you currently are making too much to qualify for a Roth IRA. However, you would just do what I've told everybody else to do. Put your $5,000 in a traditional IRA and then just convert it to a Roth IRA, because I want you to get as much money into a Roth retirement account as possible. Once it's in the Roth IRA, then you would do something like put money either every month or whatever you may feel like into a Standard & Poor's 500 index fund, because $5,000 isn't really enough to buy individual stocks. So to diversify, just buy an index fund and you'll be great.
Susie, those were the questions I had for you today from our people out in the universe who have wrote in and asked us questions about retirement.
All right, everybody. So before I talk to all of you about what I think is the biggest mistake many of you may be making with your 401k plan, I want to talk to you about the do it moment for this week's podcast. What I want you to do in this moment is to make sure that if you are contributing to a retirement account, that it is a Roth retirement account. So that means if you have a 401k plan at work and it is a traditional 401k, I want you to call your HR department and I want all your new contributions to go to the Roth 401k. This holds true if you have a 403b as well. If your company doesn't offer a Roth 401k or 403b, I want you to talk to your HR department about why not. They should all be offering you a Roth alternative. For those of you who are contributing to a traditional IRA, I want you to stop doing that. And if you qualify, I want you to open up a Roth IRA at TD Ameritrade. And no, I do not get paid to say that. I just like them so much. It's not even funny. And that is the account that I want you to start saving in for your future. Now, let's talk about the biggest mistakes that many of you may be making with your 401k plan. Somewhere down the line, somebody probably said to you, I have a great idea. You owe money on a credit card. It's costing you 13 or 14%. Why not take a loan from your 401k? They will charge you interest on that loan, and when you pay it back, you get that interest put back into your account. And you think, oh my God, that's such a great idea. So you take a loan from your 401k, you have 5 years to pay it back in most cases, and you think you are just brilliant. I don't think so, and here is the reason why. Money that is in a traditional 401k is money that you have never paid taxes on. So when you take a loan from it and you have to pay that loan back, they take the money out of your paycheck every month after tax. So you are putting after tax money into a pre-taxed account. When you go to take the money out again in retirement years, you're going to have to pay taxes on that again. So you have just volunteered for double taxation. Why do you think the government allows you to take money out of a 401k as a loan? Because they know they're going to get double tax from you on that money. That's number one. Number two, you're working for a corporation and you lose your job and you still have an outstanding loan from that 401k. In most cases, that loan is due and payable within a month. And if you don't have the money to pay it back, you will owe a 10% penalty on that money if you are not 55 years of age or older in the year you left service. But no matter how old you are going to pay ordinary income tax on every single penny that you did not pay back. Number three, the markets go up and down, and you took out a loan. And you took out a loan during these years when the market has been skyrocketing, up 20%, up 30%, and you lost out on those great years. Simply to do what? To pay double taxation? Are you kidding me? So money that is in a retirement account is meant to stay there. It's an investment. It is not to be taken out to be used for anything else other than your future years. So now you know how not to make one of the biggest mistakes that many of you could make with your 401k plans.
Neither Suzy Orman Media nor Suzy Orman is acting as a certified financial planner, advisor, a certified financial analyst, an economist, CPA, accountant, or lawyer. Neither Suzy Orman Media nor Suzy Orman make any recommendations as to any specific securities or investments. All content contained in this podcast is for informational and general purposes only and does not constitute financial accounting or legal advice. You should consult your own tax, legal, and financial advisors regarding your particular situation. Neither Suzy Orman Media nor Suzy Orman accepts any responsibility for any losses which may arise from accessing or reliance on information in this podcast. And to the fullest extent permitted by law, we exclude all liability for loss, damages, direct or indirect, arising from the use of this information. The must-have documents discussed in this podcast are legal documents created by a lawyer and distributed by Hay House.